Now, science fiction's job, of course, is to dream, but often the quality of science in science fiction movies and television is just nightmarish, which is too bad since so many people are exposed to science largely through popular culture. That's what inspired a new company called Hollywood Math and Science Film Consulting. This is a collective of academics hoping to help Hollywood use science and math creatively and correctly. One of the partners of Hollywood Math and Science Film Consulting is Dr. Lizzie Burns. She's a biochemist at Oxford University. She's also a painter and a playwright. We reached Lizzie Burns at her home in Oxford, England. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit, first of all, about your company and when, where the idea came from.
The idea actually came from Professor Jonathan Farley, who's a friend of mine, and we were in Oxford together. And he had the idea that after A Beautiful Mind came out, that there'd be lots more math-based films. So he had the idea of setting up a consulting company, which I thought was a fantastic idea. But I felt that actually science would be very important as well. And I very often see the sort of misrepresentation of science and the portrayal of scientists quite often can be quite wrong. So I thought that would be very important, and that's how it started, really.
Mm, what are some great misrepresentations that you've seen?
I'm a bit of a James Bond fan, and the last film, Die Another Day, they very much obviously use science as a very important part of the storyline. And one example was that the main character changed from being North Korean in appearance to Western.
Mm.
And they used the explanation of gene therapy, which is just so wrong. It's just completely fundamentally wrong. And so actually what we would have suggested would be to has something like a face transplant, something that actually doesn't spoil the storyline but actually makes it a bit more believable.
So it bothers you when you see that kind of thing. Do you think the average moviegoer should be bothered?
Well, I think it's a mixture. Quite often I think people can spot things being wrong. Actually, in that same film, there was The Invisible Car. I don't know whether you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, actually that's based on real technology, which is fantastic, but they just did it too well, much better than it could ever work. So actually, I think it became a bit of a joke with people because they could see that it's not actually very believable. So I think it's actually trying to get the film seeming believable. And also I think people do pick up science and maths from films and TV. They don't normally meet them in the real life, so it's actually quite important to get that right.
Mm, it's our entry point into science.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So what would you have advised the producers if they had come to you and said, we want to cloak a car?
Mm.
What advice would your company have given them?
We'd have said, definitely a great idea, but don't do it so well. They had the entire car being invisible. And obviously you've got the rubber tyres, you've got all this kind of detail which couldn't be cloaked in that way. So it would actually be doing the same idea, but just doing it less well.
Mm. So tell me more about what your company does do, what kinds of advice you do dispense.
Yeah, if science or maths is part of the storyline, it's trying to get that right. And also if a film is actually using a scientist or a mathematician to actually get them more believable as people and to actually get the language more credible as well.
Have you seen some really bad portrayals of scientists as well?
Well, of course, we all have, haven't we? That's the mad scientist who's bent on destroying the world, which, you know, obviously most scientists are not like that. And I think that needs to be challenged, actually. I think it's very unimaginative.
Is there generally more of an interest, do you think, out there right now in science and in getting accurate science through movies and television?
Yeah, I think filmmakers ought to treat the audience with respect, that maybe they do know a bit about it and that these details ought to be correct. I mean, if you had something like a period drama, you'd want the clothes, you know, to be of that period and for it to be quite credible. And I think the same goes for science and maths. It ought to be credible too. The consulting work, again, very much fits in with the portrayal of scientists. And often when I visit schools, they're surprised to see somebody who's female or younger, you know, somebody a bit outside the normal, because they've seen images of old male white, you know, professors in films and TV, and they think that that's what scientists are like, and they don't have to be like that at all.
All right. Well, it's been lovely meeting you. Thanks so much.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lizzie Burns is a biochemist at Oxford University and a partner with Hollywood Math and Science Film Consulting.